This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The military leaders who seized power and dissolved Guinea's National Assembly said Monday they would set up a transitional government. The details of the promised transition were not immediately clear. They followed widespread condemnation of the coup from the international community. In a speech, Army Colonel Mamadi Doumbouya promised a government of national union. The speech came a day after his men declared on national television that they had arrested the president and dissolved the country's constitution. Doumbouya also stated that there would be no witch hunt, in his words, of the government officials he dismissed during the takeover. The officials have been replaced with regional military commanders. A video emerged hours into the apparent takeover that showed Guinean President Alpha Condé in a room surrounded by Special Forces soldiers, members of the military who refer to themselves as the National Rally and Development Committee. Later issued a statement saying the 83-year-old Condé was not harmed and was in contact with his doctors. In October last year, Condé won a third term in office after amending the Constitution to allow him to run again. The controversial election sparked violent protests throughout the country. Algeria has arrested 27 suspected members of a separatist group that the government has declared a terrorist organization after an attack in two northern towns, according to police on Monday. They said the 27 were suspected of belonging to MAK. It's a group that seeks independence for the Berber-speaking Kabylie region. Morocco's support for MAK was one of the reasons cited by Algeria in cutting diplomatic ties with the kingdom late last month. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department said Monday it would protect those seeking abortions in Texas after the state legislature passed a law that bans most abortions in the state. Last week, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to block the law after abortion rights supporters urged the court to hear the case. Attorney General Merrick Garland said in a statement that Washington would, quote, protect those seeking to obtain or provide reproductive health services under a federal law known as the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act. The law, commonly known by its acronym FACE, protects those seeking abortions against threats or interference. Texas is among a dozen mostly Republican-led states that have enacted so-called heartbeat abortion bans, which outlaw the procedure once the heartbeat of the fetus can be detected. That occurs around 6 weeks, sometimes before a woman realizes she's pregnant. The Texas law is unusual in that it gives private citizens the power to enforce it by allowing them to sue abortion providers and anyone who, quote, aids or abets an abortion after 6 weeks. Those winning such lawsuits would be entitled to at least $10,000. The law went into effect on September 1st. Swedish police said Monday they arrested two women linked to Islamic State after they flew back from Syria, as media reported that one was being investigated for war crimes. Stockholm police spokesman Ola Osterling said the prosecutor leading the investigation into the two women had ordered their arrest. Osterling told AFP that a third woman has been detained for questioning. A statement Monday from the prosecution authority said multiple investigations were underway against men and women returning from areas that had been controlled by Islamic State. Public broadcaster SVT reported that at least one of the women was arrested. One of the women arrested was being investigated for war crimes, genocide, and crimes against humanity. SVT also reported that the women who had returned on Monday had been staying in camps in northern Syria, but were deported after Kurdish authorities decided they did not have enough evidence to prosecute them. Brazil's soccer great Pelé said on Monday he's recovering in a hospital from surgery to remove a tumor from his colon. Pelé is the only player to win three World Cups. He did not say whether the tumor was malignant, but the 80-year-old former Santos and New York Cosmos player said he was feeling good. He said in a social media post that he underwent surgery on Saturday. As a player, Pelé was famous for rarely getting injured, but he has suffered from hip problems for years and cannot walk unaided. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.